You ever felt like you had everything just right and something changed? You know the story of Abraham in the Bible? You know, father of nations, descendants like sand on the seashore, and then God tells him to go kill his son? Exactly. That look on some of your faces is kind of a wait. What? God tells Abraham to kill his son Isaac, but do you know the background of the story? It all began when God promised Abraham descendants. Now I'm thinking that he could have had one of two responses. The first response may have been a response like you and I might have, given a promise like that with the situation being what it is, where he might have looked around him and looked at Sarah and then looked at God and looked at Sarah and was like, you know, God, we don't have any kids. Or maybe his response when God said, you're going to have descendants as numerous as sand on the seashore, his response may have been, if you say so, I believe it. Depending on where you are in your own life, you might read this story of Abraham hauling Isaac up the mountain with some sadness, with fear, with doubt. And that would make plenty of sense. After all, we live in a time when those feelings are pretty common. You ever feel sad? You ever feel fear? You ever feel any doubt? Well, this story can feel that way. Genesis 22. After these things, God tested Abraham. He said to him, Abraham. And he said, here I am. He said, take your son, your only son, Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains that I shall show you. So, Abraham rose early in the morning, saddled his donkey, and took two of his young men with him and his son Isaac. He cut the wood for the burnt offering and set out and went to the place in the distance that God had shown him. On the third day, Abraham looked up and saw the place far away. Then Abraham said to his two young men, stay here with the donkey. The boy and I will go over there and we will worship and then we will come back to you. Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it on his son Isaac, and he himself carried the fire and the knife. So the two of them walked together. Isaac said to his father Abraham, Father, he said, here I am, my son. He said, the fire and the wood are here, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering? Abraham said, God himself will provide the lamb for a burnt offering, my son. So the two of them walked on together. When they came to the place that God had shown him, Abraham built an altar there and laid the wood in order. He bound his son Isaac and laid him on the altar on top of the wood. Then Abraham reached out his hand and took the knife to kill his son. But the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and he said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, here I am. He said, do not lay your hand on the boy or do anything to him. For now I know that you fear God, since you've not withheld your son, your only son, from me. And Abraham looked up and saw a ram caught in the thicket by its horns. Abraham went and took the ram and offered it up as a burnt offering instead of his son. So Abraham called that place, the Lord will provide. as it is said to this day, on the mount of the Lord it shall be provided. I read that story, and it fills me with a lot of sadness and a lot of fear and a lot of doubt, because if I was in Abraham's shoes, knowing what I know about myself, I might have, and I'm not saying no, I might have, depending on which day you ask, said, been nice knowing you, God. Wish you well. Don't know if I could do this. So I'm not so sure that that's what this story is about. I'm not sure, so sure that that's what's going on in this story. You and I might read it that way, at least some of us. I'm not saying that everybody's going to, but some of us might read this and say, this is too much. Even reading this story, it's too much. This is really out there. Unless Abraham so trusted God and so believed that God would fulfill what God had promised, that even this, Abraham thought, okay, I know somehow, some way, this is going to work out. So, because I believe that even the tone in which you read a passage can impact its meaning and the way that we receive it, hear it again. Only this time, hear it with an Abraham who completely, 100%, no questions asked, trusts in God. Now, I want you to be careful with the way that I set that up, because I am trying to set up a hearing today. Do not hear me say, as we're about to read this again, 100%, no questions asked, in all the stuff that gets done in the name of God. Okay? We clear on that? We got a deal? I'm talking about 100% trusting God. Okay? Just wanted to make that clear. So here we go. 100% trusts in God. After these things, God tested Abraham. He said to him, Abraham, and he said, here I am. He said, take your son, your only son whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains that I shall show you. So Abraham rose early in the morning, saddled his donkey, took two of his young men with him and his son Isaac. He cut the wood for the burnt offering, set out, and went to the place in the distance that God had shown him. On the third day, Abraham looked up and saw the place far away. Then Abraham said to his young men, stay here with the donkey. The boy and I will go over there, we'll worship, and then we'll come back to you. Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it on his son Isaac, and he himself carried the fire and the knife. So the two of them walked on together. Isaac said to his father Abraham, father, and he said, here I am, son. He said, the fire and the wood are here, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering? And Abraham said, God himself will provide the lamb for a burnt offering, my son. So the two of them walked on together. When they came to the place that God had shown him, Abraham built an altar there and laid the wood in order. He bound his son Isaac, laid him on the altar on top of the wood. Then Abraham reached out his hand, took the knife to kill his son. But the angel of the Lord called him from heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, here I am. He said, do not lay your hand on the boy or do anything to him. For now I know that you fear God, since you've not withheld your son, your only son, from me. And Abraham looked up and saw a ram caught in a thicket by its horns. Abraham went, took the ram, offered it up as a burnt offering instead of his son. So Abraham called that place, the Lord will provide. As it is said to this day, on the mount of the Lord it shall be provided. About a year ago, I looked at my favorite pair of boots and realized that it was time to throw them away. And I was so sad. I had these boots for 15 years, and I wore them into the ground, just into the ground. And then I saw an advertisement for the Houston Shoe Hospital, and no, I'm not getting a kickback for this, but I saw an advertisement and I thought, you know what, I'm just going to take them, and I'm going to say, please help me. And they were in really, really bad shape. I mean, like, I could feel the heat from the sidewalk under my feet as I walked. They were not as bad as when my son was in second grade. One day I was walking him to school. So we lived across the street from school. I was walking him across the street to school, and he had a pair of yellow Crocs, and his toes were coming out the front of the Crocs. And I was like, son, look at your feet, man. It's like, can we go after school today and get you a new pair of Crocs? And he started crying because he didn't want to. He didn't want to. I mean, this is, we Christians love our shoes, okay? So back me up, daughter. Daughter's over there. When she was 2 years old, I kid you not, is it okay to tell this? Always ask, no, don't always. She's 2 years old. We're getting ready to go see family in Los Angeles. And some of you have heard this story. She comes out with her suitcase, you know, dragging her suitcase behind, and goes and tells Jen, I'm ready. I've already packed. And Jen said, well, let's see. And so open the suitcase, and it was full of shoes. I'm telling you, Christians love our shoes. She used to walk up to women in the airport on that trip. She's 2 years old. Walked up to women and say, hi, I'm Reese. I'm from Texas. Can I try on your shoes? And I mean, picture a towhead 2-year-old with a Texas accent. Nobody turned her down. Everybody kicked off her shoes. Loved our shoes. Anyway, my shoes weren't as bad as Cole's Crocs, but they were in pretty bad shape. These, by the way, these are the ones. That's why I'm wearing boots today, because these are the ones. I know I just spoiled the story. They did restore them. So anyway, they take these boots and they say, you know, what kind of soles you want? What do you want? I was like, just restore them to the way that I had them 15 years ago, right? So a week later, shoot me an email. I go and give them the ticket and I say, all right, here's the ticket for my boots. And so, all right, so real cool guy goes and grabs them, and they're in a box. And so he brings them out, sets the box on the counter, and he opens the box and reaches in and takes out the boots and sets them in front of me. I didn't tear up, but I almost did. Sets them in front of me, and I could not believe it. I mean, I immediately kicked off whatever I was wearing and put them on. And here's the crux of the story, that these boots, 15 years old, when they handed them back to me, these. Sorry, I got an online audience, not Sam. These boots, when they handed them to me and I put them on, they were actually better than the day I bought them. Because those of you who wear, you know, like, shoes that you've gotten attached to that are built well enough to last 15 years. You can't buy a pair of boots that feels like a pair of boots that you've had and worn for years. They don't make them. You know what I'm talking about, right? Just the feel so incredible and so comfortable and so natural, and it feels like home. I know that so much of what Genesis is about a God who creates. But there's a lot going on in Genesis that's not just about what God creates, but it's about what God restores. It's about what God brings back to life that looks like it doesn't have life in it anymore. That to our ears, we might look at and say, this is too much, or this doesn't make sense, or this is God going too far, or this is God asking too much. No, this is about God bringing things back to life that goes way beyond our human comprehension. This is about a God. And don't you hear me out on this? This is about a God who can even restore your faith. When your faith may have had to endure years and years and years of hauling Isaac up the mountain, and so many things that don't make sense, and things in life that have challenged your faith, and things in life that have challenged your faith in not only God, but the world and everything in it, this story is really about a God who can restore your faith to a faith like Abraham. That's actually the way that the Bible teaches this story. This is a story about faith. And I'm thinking what we really need these days in such uncertain times is we need a little faith. We just need a little faith. And we need faith in a God who will provide. What if we called this day, July 2nd, 2023. What if we proclaim in the name of God on this day that we're going to call this day the Lord will provide? And we believe it. I don't know how, and you don't either. But God has gotten us through plenty of deserts, and God has gotten us through plenty of wildernesses before. Which is probably why Jesus is called the author and perfecter of our faith. Amen.